Good afternoon and welcome to the new home of the Earthquakes. First, I'd like to introduce a few guests here. We have Lou Wolf, owner of the Earthquakes. And in the back, we have Mike Crowley, Earthquakes president. And we'd also like to welcome to our family here, Karen Yalop, Frankie's wife, and their two sons, Jack and Sam. Hi, guys. And also, Cameron Rath, head coach over at Santa Clara University. Cam. I think everybody knows we announced a couple of weeks ago that we're going to play across the street over here at Santa Clara, and that'll be for 08-09 and possibly 2010. But if you look right over here, in 2011, we're hoping that we're going to be playing our permanent home of the Earthquakes. And I think Frank Yalop is an important piece of that puzzle as we build the Earthquakes into a very successful franchise. Now, a little bit about Frank. Frank's overall record in the MLS, 59, 46, and 30. He spent the last year and a half with the Galaxy. And before that, the English native served as the head coach of the Canadian men's national team. But most importantly, Frank coached the San Jose Earthquakes in 2001 to 2003, and the Earthquakes won two MLS championships. With that, I'd like to turn it over to John Morrow, the new Earthquakes general manager. And John?
You know, for me, I think this is a great day for the San Jose Earthquakes organization. Again, I want to thank Lou for making this possible to bring the Earthquakes back. When I had the opportunity to take this job and they said, who would you like as the coach? I said, it's a natural choice, Frank Yalop. Not only because he's a great soccer coach, but a great person and somebody that'll lead our team in the manner and in the community that I expect. It was great that we were able to keep the name, the San Jose Earthquakes, and keep those stars on our jersey, because he's the person who earned these stars for our club and for this community and the soccer in Northern California. So with that's it, and Frank, yes. Thank you.
Well, first of all, you know, a lot of emotional time coming back, because I had you know, three fantastic years here, and really, really looking forward to the next however many years it is, of bringing the Earthquakes back to where I think and I know we can get to. You know, it's going to be a you know, tough ride to start with, but we'll make sure that we do the right things, starting from scratch, and I think. You got a great person in John Doyle, leading the team, and I think that was an important move for the Earthquakes. I'd like to thank Lou Wolf for bringing the Earthquakes back, and that's very important as well that you did that, and now we have a chance to build something that you'll be proud of. Very excited to be here. It's been a few years since I've been back, obviously as a coach here, but wonderful times. Really looking forward to. Having those times come back, and my family's very happy to be back here as well, and we're excited to start something that's going to last for a long time. So thank you very much, and we'll see you all out at the first game. Thank you.
Welcome back, Frank. Well, now we'd like to open up to any questions from the media. Okay, go ahead.
Frank, if you could just take us through the last few days and the progression of when John approached you and all the emotion that was wrapped up in you leaving the Galaxy.
I wanted to make sure that we got through the season with Los Angeles. And that was important to me. And then obviously John coming to the picture and made it, you know, aware to me that he'd like to talk to me about the job. So that was first things to get the season out of the way. It was a tough season, to be honest. I mean, I'm not going to talk about the Galaxy very much, but you've probably seen and watched. It was not an easy year, but I felt that, you know, to get through that I learned a lot about myself, and I think the club did. And I think that now it's behind me. You know, I want to be a stronger coach, a stronger person for that. Very emotional I thank John again that, you know, he wanted me to be here, and that really means a lot to me. And I think any coach or any people working under that circumstances wants that behind them. And I think that with his organization, with John, I felt that right away from the start. And I felt that obviously with the ties I have here, but not only that, I felt wanted, and I think that's important.
Any other questions?
Frank, how are you going to plan to build this team? The expansion draft is coming up at the end of the month. What do you see happening then, and what are the key things you want to do right away?
Well, I think you've got to look at the players that are going to be available to start with. I like to think that we're going to start to build a team from that, and then obviously add to it as we go along. We have, you know, we have allocation money, we have draft picks, we have certain things you can use to acquire players, and we have, you know, we're going to be scouting and looking at players to bring into the team. So we don't have any players yet, but I'm looking forward to getting the first one just after MLS Cup. We don't have the dates yet, but we'll figure that out soon. And then start building a team that is going to be a team, and I think that's important.
In the back.
Right. First and foremost, welcome back. Secondly, have you had a chance to look at the new field they're building across the street, and how it's going to feel? And how's it going to feel just having a smaller, tighter Earthquake fan base right on top of you?
I like that. We had that before, and we did okay with that one at Spam. But no, it's a great venue. Once you get the stands in and it finished off, it's great that we can play over there. John showed me around, and it's exciting because it'll be a packed house each game, and I think that's important. So great venue, and looking forward to obviously having a new stadium. But first things first, let's get the team together, and then let's try to win some games and go from there.
Anybody else? Okay, well, I would like, in the name of the San Jose Earthquakes, I would like to thank everybody for coming today. If you'd like to do one-on-one interviews, please see me right after. Thank you.